get ready for another episode of Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming, your weekly dive into the awesome impact workflow and automation can have on your business when it's powered by Podio. Join us each week as we learn from the top Podio partners in the world, as we investigate system integrations and add-ons, and hear from real business owners who have implemented Podio into their business. Now, join your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, CEO of Game Changers, for this week's episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Supercharged. I'm your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, here to talk all about the power of workflow and automation when your business is powered by Podio. I'm pretty thrilled about today's guest. If you don't know his name and you use Podio, you probably know his work. He's done more than any other partner out there to turn Podio into a powerhouse as the founder of Globiflow, which he subsequently sold to Citrix and is now a core part of Podio's offering. Of course, we're going to spend most of our time focused on his two current major add-ons, ProcFu and Globimail. But we're going to start by diving into his journey with Globiflow. Andreas, welcome to the podcast. Introduce yourself a little to the audience.
Thanks, Jordan. Hi, I'm Andreas. I have Globi Web Solutions, a company in Canada, which started as a web design company. And my past as a programmer always had me interested in automation, and I started tinkering. When I found Podio and the API, I started tinkering some more and became a Podio partner, and now have a few products on the market.
Excellent. So when we talk about Podio, I mean, Globiflow is such a big part of it. So when you first came to Podio, was it the API that sort of interested you most about Podio?
Yes, it kind of was. I was on a journey to find a new internal project management tool, and I actually touched Podio 3 times before I picked it up properly. I think a lot of people did that.
I was going to say that is a journey that most of us have probably done. I was there using a different system, found Podio, went, what the hell is this? Tried it, went, oh, I don't understand. Tried it again, and then went, oh.
Yes, and a light bulb moment.
Absolutely. So, so it was originally for you to do your own project management. Where did the instigation for what became Globiflow came?
Well, one of the big deciding factors on using Podio was the API and the fact that Podio is their own API client. So that is huge, which most other companies
don't. What does that mean? I'm sorry. Can you explain that for people who aren't technical like me?
So what most systems do is they have a product, and then the API is an afterthought to allow customers to interact with the data directly. And Podio was built API first, and everything that you do in Podio actually happens through their API. So they are their own API client as well.
Okay. So that's like from a Globiflow, just as we like touch on the Globiflow product, because I gather that, you know, anyone who uses Podio with any degree of sophistication uses Globiflow. I mean, that is just a must. So did you intend on it being a product, or was it purely for yourself? Where was it sort of, how did it come about?
Actually, Globiflow was the second product. The initial idea was to have 3 products. One was Globimail for email integration. And that was because I used Podio first to adopt the CRM part of things. When I went into the project management part, the next idea was going to be automation, and the third one was going to be timesheets. But the automation part became so powerful that you could do timesheets right there and then, so the timesheets part fell away. And yes, it did start from an internal need first, kind of scratch your own itch. And then the community started growing and saying, hey, can you make it do this? Hey, can you make it do that? And, you know, day by day, new features came in.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was part of that at a relatively early stage.
You were.
I remember when it's. I was trying to remember some of the back to what Podio looked like when we first started using it, and Globiflow when we first started using it, and things like that. But so, are you saying that you originally saw Globiflow as a product? Like you were always intending to make this something that you could sell to people.
50-50, yes. It was for internal use, But when I started coding, I thought, why not just code it in such a way that it can be used by other people and monetized, hopefully.
Excellent. And like that actually kind of brings, like, that's a really core idea around Podio, is because it's such a platform, because it's, you know, it's not this locked off system like a Salesforce or, you know, Asana, which is like, this is what it does and this is the box it's in. Because of that, I mean, we've already built products ourselves. Podio is almost, it's ripe to make products on, I think. I mean, is that what you feel as well?
Absolutely. Like, my aha moment with Podio was when I realized it's kind of like it's app Lego.
App Lego, yeah.
It is. Each app is nothing more than, I mean, you can consider it a table. And you can set your relationships, and then you got your API to do your, get your records, put your records. It's, you can use it as a basic data store, and you can use the full UI to do what Podio offers.
Absolutely. I do think that, you know, that is something that probably Citrix isn't really clued up enough on when it comes to Podio, in terms of how to push, how to understand Podio. They keep trying to push it into the, it's a project management tool or it's a CRM box. And I think that's the wrong, like, maybe that's an easy way to market, they think. But anytime we, like, we've developed now, I don't even know how many systems we've developed for people. Every time the question is around, what business processes are you doing and how are we going to make them awesome with Podio? And the core of that is usually, how is Globiflow going to make us do awesome things with Podio to make your business work? I mean, by the time you sold it, just how many users, how many organizations were using Globiflow?
I can't even remember. And if I could, I probably couldn't tell you. I've got so many NDAs.
Oh, yeah, okay. I wasn't about that. It was just more, I mean, I know, like, you know, we've all talked as partners how Podio without Globiflow, unless you know how to do API stuff. Like, if you know how to do the API directly, then great. But probably 80% of people don't. Maybe even more, like, can't code, right, you know, purely doing the API stuff. But Podio without Globiflow is basically just a blue access. Like, it's just a relatively pretty three-dimensional database. With Globiflow, it's unbelievable. And that's really, I mean, I think that's a testament to the strength of that idea of take the, maybe the core of Podio, the API, and make it accessible to the person.
Exactly. From what I know, there's still nothing in the market that even comes close to competing.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I know you don't maybe build this, like, you don't tend to focus on building solutions for people. You're building your products. But we build systems for businesses all over the world now, and there's just nothing that can equal the power of Podio. Like, there's nothing at all. Now, power, that brings us to ProcFu, right? So you've got two big things right now that I view, because, you know, we sell your products and we integrate them all the time. ProcFu and Globemail are the two I put in every proposal without, as a standard. So let's start with ProcFu. Background, what is it to the layman who maybe is hearing this because they go, oh, Globiflow, I've heard of that. What's ProcFu do?
Ah, well, ProcFu is, it's actually kind of hard to explain. After the acquisition of Globiflow with Citrix, there was still, like, coming back to something you said earlier, where I build products and you develop solutions for your customers. Well, I actually do the same, except that you are my customers. So I learned quickly in the early days of Globiflow that I need to focus on what your needs are as partners to make you create better products for your customers. And that's how I drive what I develop. And after Globiflow was no longer mine and I couldn't make changes, all these requests were still coming in, plus my own tinkering. There's always, I wish it could do this, I wish I could do that. And that's how ProcFu was born. At first, it was just a collection of scripts that you'd call from Globiflow using remote posts to do things that Globiflow couldn't do, or still can't do.
So when you say, do, like, again, I'm going to just bring this down a little to the average person, because whenever I listen to you guys talk API and scripts and that, I glaze over, because I'm the pretty face of the whole thing. I'm not the smarts. So when you say things like, give me an example of something that Proc Foo allows you to do, which either like massively saves time or something that just you couldn't do without either going direct to your API, because Globiflow can't do it. Give me an example. What kind of things are we talking about?
There's been so many. For example, copying files from a comment in Podio up to the item level. This is not possible in Globiflow. It's possible using Proc Foo. Copying files from a Podio item to Google Drive and vice versa. All of these things can be done.
The file bit. And what about, like, I looked at Proc Foo earlier. You got a huge amount of scripts now. Some of them seem to be integrating to other systems. So is Proc Foo like a, can it be a quicker way of integrating to another system as well?
Yes, it can. There's a whole set of APIs there for OAuth 2 things. For example, if you want to integrate with QuickBooks Pro, QuickBooks Online, with Google, with Microsoft, whatever. If it's an OAuth 2 service, you can easily do it using Proc Foo without having to worry about your tokens, refreshing tokens, and all that jazz.
So is that something that, from a partner, or if you're developing a system, that's sort of a time saver? Is it a shortcut, or is it a power enhancement, or is it both?
I would consider it as both. Although Proc Foo started as just a collection of scripts to make Globiflow more powerful, it has got new things which kind of give you a low-code solution. So instead of having to learn the APIs and encoding everything from scratch, you can now do a lot of stuff with one or two lines of code in Proc Foo.
And Proc Foo does still work via Globiflow, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So it is a Globiflow hack. Hack may not be the best word. Hack may not be the Citrix certified word, but it's an add-on to Globiflow. Do all Proc Foo scripts run through Globiflow, or is it a separate thing? I'm just trying to understand that for people who may not have used it.
It is a completely separate thing, and actually you don't need Globiflow to use Proc Foo, but it is designed in such a way to be used from Globiflow, where Globiflow can create all your triggers and do all the stuff that it does. And then for added enhancement, you can post over to a Proc Foo script and do whatever you want, especially when you start writing custom scripts that take advantage of all the complex functions that are built into Proc Foo.
And in terms of the people who are using Proc Foo now, I mean, who are the key people you're seeing? Are they mainly Podio partners? I mean, is that the kind of core focus for Proc Foo?
Yeah, I mainly see partners, and there's a couple of power users, which we've all seen on the forums and know. People that like to hack, I think.
I know from personal experience that Andrew, who is the CTO of my company, he is a power Proc Foo user now.
Yes, he is.
All I ever hear is about Proc Foo, and he's now teaching the rest of my dev team how to use it. Because I know that it's opened up a world of things, and I'll give people just one quick example. I won't give everything, but one of our clients, a very large international food franchise, I think that's broad enough, but very, very large. They were asking us to do a solution with PDF scanning, and we scoured the net and found a bunch of API led or API open OCR tools, which would have probably taken us 30 hours to figure out and mock them all together, and it would have cost the client $150 a month for the license and that OCR, and a Proc Foo script that I think you created for Andrew was able to cut that development time down to about 5 hours and give the client exactly what they wanted without having to spend $150 a month on an extra bit of software. So that's something that ProcFu, I can speak directly to what as a developer, as someone who's trying to build cool things in Podio, ProcFu is pretty awesome from what I understand.
That's awesome.
It's been amazing. And I know, you know, if you're listening to this and you're wondering about ProcFu, the website is procfu, right? procfu.com.
Yes.
.com. ProcFu. It sort of looks like an old Atari game when you load it up. So don't be concerned if you load it up and you're like, is this really the technological underpinning of Podio? But it's if you're wondering, go over. You can create an account. You can create and start to look at it. There is a user workspace in Podio that you can join, and there's tons of people who are talking, helping each other. I mean, that's one of the things, just before we move on to GlobiMail, the GlobiFlow forums, and now the ProcFu forums from your point of view, those forums are just, from your point of view, they must have been the best source for ideas and feedback.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an amazing, I mean, I feel like that whole ecosystem in Podio has got to be one of its biggest strength.
I completely agree. I've never seen anything like it anywhere else. And I've been on many, many discussion forums and similar stuff over the decades. but yeah, those partner spaces, the Podio partners, the GlobiFlow one and now the ProcFu one, it's just the ideas that get thrown around there and the willingness of people to help people. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I would hand on heart agree with that. I mean, I used the GlobiFlow forums when I was first starting out to learn. I then became someone back when I was developing more than I am now, but I became someone who I guess would give people more help because I knew what I was doing. And now I watch them in awe as particularly the ProcFu workspace where I'm watching people go, oh, how do I do this really complex thing? And, you know, 10 people chime in, including yourself, and suddenly someone's very difficult challenge that they had for a client is solved. And
right.
And that's I think that's one of the best bits about Podio.
I think it's also a major inspiration for people because as new people come on and look through what's being discussed, they get ideas of what's possible that they never even thought about before.
Absolutely. Well, so if you're hearing this and you're wondering, go to procfu.com. Don't be intimidated by the fact that it seems like a developer heavy thing because there's lots of resources there. The workspace space on Podio, lots of people are willing to give you help. And trust me when I say it can, if you're building in Podio, it can be massive. Now, the second one I wanted to talk to you tonight is GlobiMail. So I didn't realize that was the first one. GlobiMail was your first one. Back when it was it? Did you call Podio Mail first?
Yes, that is correct.
but okay, because I was still, I'm trying to remember back in the day because I very specifically recall trying to find a tool to integrate email. And now I have a few views on this, and I want to talk to you about this today because I still struggle to get email integrated into Podio for clients. And the biggest thing that is the problem, and it's not for me because we have it 100% integrated, and I love it. I can't live without my email in Podio. But for clients, the biggest problem is bloody Outlook, without question. God, fucking Outlook. You know, not to curse on my own podcast, but fucking Outlook. I am forever talking to people about this amazing possibility of integrating email into Podio and da da da. And then we get to this Outlook problem. So GlobiMail, it was your first one. Again, it was probably just a hack for yourself. But did you how has it grown? How has GlobiMail changed from when you first thought about it to now?
Well, initially it was more of a relay function where you used your own email client and you used your own email server. And it was technically rather complicated to get set up and get working, and had strange nuances, which only made sense if you had a technical background. So over the years, we've added now, you can compose your email directly in Podio. They look way better. They go through our SendGrid account so that they track. You can tell when people read their mail, if it gets delivered or not, etc. You get a lot more insights into what's happening with your emails.
Sure. And I mean, you say they go through your SendGrid account. So if I've got Globee, if I've got it set up, if I've got GlobeeFlow set up via my own SMTP server, is GlobeeMail still using your SendGrid, or is it going through my SMTP at that point?
It depends on the settings you put in the app. You can send through yours. And there are now, there's a new way that you can track your email through a hidden tag in the signature using your own SMTP server.
Yes, I'll take somewhat credit of that.
You're the major driving force, yes.
I'll take credit in the sense that go to Toronto, buy Andreas some beers and some wings and beg. And amazingly, something that you always wanted to have happen happens, which is we're starting to integrate with clients now and they're loving it. So in terms of, like, let's just go back to this notion. So GlobeeMail started out as this, you know, using your own client, et cetera. I'm still finding the challenge of Outlook. I mean, what are your thoughts about how to approach people or talk to people when you've spoken to people about this?
Yeah,
it's a can of worms.
It is. I mean, I absolutely loathe it.
Me too.
It's a virus. And most of the problems we have are because of Outlook.
Just in the world in general, in my opinion.
So we don't actually, I don't talk to a lot of people about my products anymore because it's mostly driven through partners like yourself. So most of the time I really try to get the issues from you guys and see how I can help. Admittedly, Outlook does have some issues and some things can't be worked around, but if there's a way around it, I'll try and find it.
Now, I mean, in terms of, you know, when you started integrating email into Podio, was it, because I remember very early on in the GlobeeMail days, a lot of the case studies, I think on your own Podio Mail at that point website, were around like ticketing, like the notion of a ticketing system and, you know, create a ticketing system by using GlobeeMail. I mean, do you have a sense of how many people use GlobeeMail as a truly transactional, like GlobeeMail, I can tell you right now, is my inbox. Like my inbox is in Podio in an app. I have an unread, like these are my unread inbox. I have no inbox anywhere else in the world, but in Podio now. And it has been a absolute, I don't want to say it, but I will, game changer. it's been a game changer for us because every email goes through Podio. We have a whole system where we've got a centralized email app. So we've got a privacy status. Each of us have our own workspace where we've got our own email app. And in that, they've got a status that says shared or private. They all come in private, and then you mark them as shared. So if I'm, as the CEO, get an email from my lawyer about something, I keep it private and nobody sees it. It just goes, I mean, unless you have access to GlobeeMail, which, you know, and go through the logs or something, but nobody really has that. But then what we do is when we click shared, we use procfoo to push it up and sync it to a public email box, which everybody can see. And we use it. So do you have a sense of how many people are using it as a pure, like a true email system, and how many people are using it as a ticketing, or is that something you don't really talk to people about?
That's not really something that I track on my end.
I'd be interested to find that out actually, because I whenever I show people my inbox, they're always like, wow. You know, because I, you know, we've got status instead of people relentlessly foldering everything, you know, let me create 400 fucking Outlook folders. and be diligent in filing them. We because they're linked automatically to the contacts and the companies in our CRM, and then we can just have a related field to go to projects or sales pipeline or support, whatever. You suddenly can use the power of Podio in your email. In a way, you know, so instead of having these stupid folders where you're like, oh, you can be like, okay, show me all the emails from this contact between these dates related to this project. Boom. And that's a Podio power. And I think
that's all in context.
It's all in context. I mean, is that how you use it, out of curiosity?
Absolutely, yes. I use it for multiple things. It's the basic CRM, of course. The Globe Email help desk runs on Globe Email. It has to, right? just like the Proc Foo help desk runs on Proc Foo. and I actually use it then personally to create threads that I want to, you know, sometimes you want to know if somebody opens an email or not, because it could be important.
Very true. Very true. We got Proc Foo, we got Globe Mail. I can say to anybody listening, if you've not tried either of them, go try them. You know, and use the Globe Mail and the Proc Foo workspaces to find out ideas. Jesus, hit me up if you want to see my inbox and how it works, because genuinely, hand on heart, it has revolutionized how we manage email. So I would wholeheartedly support that. In terms of what's next? I mean, do you have any ideas after Proc Foo and Globe Mail? Like, come on, give me something. Are you going to revolutionize us in some other way?
if I had to have a free Podio account to keep track of all the ideas I have, it would have to be converted to a paid account. At this point, I'm trying my best. Entrepreneurs have a hard time with this, but I'm trying my best to focus purely on Globe Email and on Proc Foo. And I have some quite amazing things, I hope, that I'm working on right now for both, that I'm not going to spill the beans about now.
That's fine. That's fair enough.
In case it doesn't work out, you know. But yeah, I'm solidly working on both products and still helping out in the forums and just trying to make Podio a world thing.
Absolutely. Well,
everybody should have it.
100%. Well, guys, if you've been curious about the man behind Globeflow, now you know a bit more about him. If you're someone who's building in Podio and you've not used Globe Email or Proc Foo, it's a great time to try it out. You can get help on both of them from the workspaces. I can attest to how much development this man does on his products, not just because I buy him beer occasionally and beg, but just in general as a Podio partner, he's always been incredibly responsive to our needs to help us, sell more of the product, to make it a better product. And that means that all of you out there, you know, if you're thinking about something, if you're using something like Globe Mail or Proc Foo, and you're going, God, I wish it did this, put it onto the workspace, because you never know, right? I mean, Andreas, absolutely. you must want as many ideas as possible.
I do, and I really love the stuff that comes out of left field, where somebody says, I wish that I could integrate Podio with the moon. And then suddenly 100 people crop up and go, yeah, I'd pay for that.
Absolutely. Well, I think you're halfway to the moon already. Andreas, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, I will post the links to the two websites on this Podio, the podcast blog. And if you don't get a chance to hit them up directly in Podio, make sure you take a look at the products. Andreas, thank you so much and have a fantastic week, everybody.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Cheers, guys.
You've been listening to Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming. Subscribe today on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify for your weekly dive into how you can supercharge your business by making it powered by Podio. Be sure to check out our website, wearegamechangers.com. where you can learn more and arrange a 30-minute call with Jordan to help you understand how Podio supercharges you.